Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata Dishmaya, the discussion that we had about this asik and Mitzvahs Kavana. And we saw the Svar of the Ran and the Rashi. Ran is B'das HaRambam and Rashi, that Nene, when someone is nana from eating an arayas, you don't need kavanas mitzvah. Kavanas mitzvah is not necessary because, as we explained, he needs to have a shem maisa mitzvah. So if he's nana, that's what gives it a shem maaseh mitzvah. That's why if for a person, even though he didn't have kavanah to be yotze, he's still yotze. Because we said that the din kavana is not a din bifnei atzma, that you need kavana as a gavra mitzad atzma. The kavana is your way of making it a maaseh mitzvah. So that's only shaykh when the kiyum ha-mitzvah is mitzad ha-maaseh. The mitzvah achila, kiyum mitzvah isn't ha'idei ma'isa, ha'idei hanoi. And if so, this isn't shayach l'hilchos ma'isa, and you don't need kavanas mitzvah at all. Ze ha'ram v'rashi, kvarti she'espalnu b'shiur ha'kudem. Shav anachnu mitkadmim hala, shuf, anachnu shtadlim l'avor al shiurei Moran ha'gaon Rabbi Abba Zatzal. Anachnu mitkadmim. Az svarat Rashi v'Aran, dat ha'rambam, שבנהנה לא צריכים כוונת מצווה, is not a דבר מוסכם. Not everybody agrees to this, and a lot of Rishonim argue, תוסם סכם, דף קוף תס ווב. אמר א' דיבר מסכם, מסכף לא הולט, שלס הלכסה כבוסה דעבוע דשמיע. נהלכה does not follow עבוע דשמואל, נהלכה we paskin, that גם ואכילס מצה שננה, we require kavana. זבוע דשמו אלף וניסון מסכת ראש השנה, דף קכ סמן אלף, פובה פור מצה, יצא. So avod Shmuel holds that you don't need kavana for achilas matzah. However, the halacha is not like him. We pass the halacha. You do need kavana. So it's the rosh parakim of the rosh hashanah with asarif. Chen sever amagid mishneh chod shofar shekshesh haramam soter at atzmo shebechilat matzah posak shelo tzrichim kavana ubedkias shofar posak shetzrichim kavana. So the Rambam contradicts himself. Chilas matzah, you don't need kavana. Kishef, you do need kavana. So why doesn't the mission, the Magid mission, just answer like the chiluk of the Ran? But by nana, you don't require kavana. And that's the difference. So with kishef, you do require kavana. Chilas matzah, you don't. So chilas matzah isn't a mitzvah. All you need is hanav. Kashif added the Magid mission so much that he said maybe the gears is different. Bansu akom lechol matzah lo yotze. This way it stems with kiyah shofar. Ayin sham. Ve'en b'mishne b'rure b'ilchot pesach b'simen tof ayin hei b'shara tziyun os lamed dalet. But he also writes to kol hani poiskim b'svira lehu b'na ktina de mitzvah sein tzichus kavona. All those poskim who hold that mitzvahs don't require kavana, and their source is from avod Shmuel that kful parasim lechol matzah yotza, they don't hold that chiluk, that nana shiny. Ayin sham b'divrei ha. Ha'ashar atzion. They don't hold to this chiluk that nan is different. And they're going to have to explain pshat in the Gemara. What do we see in the Gemara? We saw in the Gemara, Mal de se ma'ase machu matzah rachmana v'ochal. Like full parasim, he ate matzah. And the Torah sees doing what the Torah says. Abalach ha-zichron shuruk siv. But here, by kavana, by tkiya shayfu, it's ha-zichron shuruk. So how do Rashi learn the chiluk? Rashi learn the chiluk, nana shayni. The chilas matzah is nana. Ashayin kain, tkiya shayfu is not nana. So matzah doesn't, you might think matzah requires kavana, tkiya shayfu doesn't require kavana. Then you might think that achilas matzah doesn't require kavana. Tkiyas shofar does require kavana. Why? Says Rashi, because achilas matzah has hana. So these rishonim are going to learn differently. They're not going to learn that pshat nene, because these poskim hold. We're going to go to the poskim that mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. Mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana learned from Kfu Parsim. So if the whole word is hana, you have no raya for mitzvah sricha and tzrichas kavana. Full parsim is different because of nana. So they hold that it's talking about all mitzvahs and tzrichas kavana, and their makor is this case of full parsim lechol matzah, where the parsim force to eat matzah. So they can't explain pshat in the Gemara like Rashi, that full parsim is different because nana. So they'll say like the Rach. Now the same, he did what he was supposed to do. You don't need kavana. Abalach zichron shuruk siv, and zichron shuruk requires dafka kavana. It's a zichron shuruk, so you need kavana salev. That's the way they'll learn the pshat. So that is the machlokas rishonim. Rashi and the Ran b'das haRambam hold nen, it doesn't require kavana mitzvah. But other rishonim hold not like that. Either achilas matzah do require kavana, or you always don't require kavana for a mitzvah, including achilas matzah, but achilas matzah is not the only case. Aval, אנחנו צריכים להבין את שיטות הראשונים האלו. Is the chilek between iser hana and iser maisa legabi mesasek, the davar muskan b'shas. Because nana doesn't require a maisa. And there's no chisaron of misasik. And since we proved in the previous shir, the only time we require kavana for mitzvahs is in order that the maisa should have a din maisa mitzvah. So hachinami b'nana. Nene shouldn't require kavana, because by nene you don't need a maisa. By arayas you don't need a maisa. That's why the woman is chayavas also, even though she's not doing the maisa, but she's nenes. Ki achiluk bein iso hanoa v'iso maisa l'gabi misasek u'davon muskam. So how can these rishonim argue? Say, no. Doesn't matter that here he's being nene and there he's. By Hanel, he's being nana and he's not misasik. The Gabi word is an Isser Mais and he is misasik. That's accepted by the Gemara. That Hanel is different. When you need a Maisa, so then misasik is not a Maisa. But when you need Hanel, doesn't matter if he's misasik. So Mamela, Nana shouldn't require Kavana. Kavana is only necessary to make it a Maisa. But if no Maisa is necessary by Nana, then you shouldn't. Shouldn't be a problem. Nana, there's no chisaron of misasek. You don't need a maisa. can you not hold of this chiluk? There's a difference between Nana and other cases where you need a Maisa. You say, no, by Nana you need Kavanas Mitzvah. How can you say by Nana you need Kavanas Mitzvah? Ulichora, Hayane Ralomal. But these Rishonim argue on the Ikar Yisro that we explained in the Das Rashi, that we require Kavana in order that the Maisa should have Din Maisa Mitzvah. And they hold that a Maisa Mitzvah has a Din Maisa Mitzvah Mitzad Atzma Lekule Alma. Not that we require Kavana like an Avera. You don't have to have Kavana to do the Avera, you just have to have Kavana to do the Maisa. So by Mitzvah also, you only have to have Kavana to do the Maisa. You don't have to have Kavana to do a Maisa Mitzvah. Now that we require kavana l'shem mitzvah, it's not mitzvah the ma'isa. Rather, we require kavana sagavro l'shem mitzvah mitzvah the gavro atzma. Al kenim sovrim shekam b'nene tzrichim ota kavana l'shem mitzvah mitzvah the gavro atzma. They hold that we require kavanas hagavra l'shem mitzvah mitzad hagavra. The ma'isa is a ma'isa mitzvah without the independently. It has a din ma'isa mitzvah mitzad atzma. And that we require kavana is a mitzad the ma'isa. It's that the gavra needs kavana, not mitzad the ma'isa, mitzad the gavra. So if he's nana, you're right, he's nana. The gavra needs to have kavana for a mitzvah. Not in order to make it a maisa. Mitzvah. It's a maisa mitzvah even without his kavana. But mitzad him, mitzad the person. The person has to have kavana. And therefore, even if he's nana, right, he's doing a maisa mitzvah, but it's his kavana. But then we run into the problem of where do you get this with this din kavana? Where do you get such a thing? If it's to make it a ma'isa mitzvah, so it's pasha, the Torah says you need a ma'isa mitzvah. So the only way to make it a ma'isa mitzvah is with kavana. You understand? But if it's a ma'isa mitzvah without kavana, where do you get that the gavra needs kavana? It's also quite difficult for the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that if he's not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, the Gemara calls him misasik. So if we say that it's only a din that we require kavanas hagavra l'shem mitzvah, it's not mitzad ha'maisa, we're calling him misasik. Misasik, you see chesaron in the maisa, yet there's no chesaron in the maisa. Chesaron in the gavra. There are other kashas on this mahalach, so that we're not going to say. So to explain these Rishonim, we're going to say otherwise, and that is based on Tosfos in Sanhedrin, and Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, Divra Maskel like Vias Etolach Bekolas Hamachuvim, Vuar Bagmara, Shem Mitkaven Lagbiat Atalush, Bechatachat Hamachubar, somebody who had Kavana to be Magbia, what was Talush, to lift up from the ground, what was detached from the ground, and he cut off instead. Mashaya mechubar lakarka, asu patur. Rashi mevaer, sheyisod haptur, umidrashat hagmara bekritut, mehapasuk asher chata ba, shedarshu, prat, la mitasek. Yisod hapatur is asher chata ba. And that excludes misasek. And if you're miskavin, la'agbiyas ha'tolush, and instead you cut what's mechurba, what's connected to the ground, your patik is misasik. You didn't even mean to do this. You didn't mean to cut a connected fruit, a planted fruit. You meant to cut a detached fruit. V'lechora kashe, shemvuar v'gmara midivrei Shmuel, v'gmara shem b'Sanhedrin, שבמקרה זה וקשה, למה לילה שמואל במתעסק בשבת, האם את מלאכת מחשבת? תיבו כלי מבא. אז מבואר בגמרא מדברי שוויסיף, נגמר מדברי שמואל, that in such a case, he's pater on Shabbos, because when melechet Shabbos, the Torah is makbid on melechet machshavos. In other words, that his thought was carried out, and not that he's involved with something else. And this is difficult. Why did Shmuel have to learn the Ptur midi machshavot? V'halo af b'chol mitzvot ha-Torah ha-oseh isur b'derech shemitaseg patur midrashat ba? Why does Shmuel have to come on to melechet machshavos? Just say that there's a Ptur misasik. Because we darshan ba. Kasha lam leilat Shmuel b'misasik b'Shabbos. Time of the melechetz machshavos. Why when Shmuel talks about misasik does he have to say it's melechetz machshavos? Tepaklei mi ba. We have ba which applies everywhere. You don't have to come onto the special din of Shabbos that you need melechetz machshavos. Just say it's above kol ha-Torah kula. Prad l'misasik. Kach makshim tosfot. V'yesh li lomar. V'achei ka'amar. בשבת פטור, אף על פי שנהנה, משום מלאכת מחשבת. מבואר בדברי שמואל, שהפטור של מתעסק בכל התורה, לא נאמר בחלבים ובעריות שבהם הוא נהנה. We see from Shmuel that the Torah מתעסק בכל התורה was not said about חלב מן העריות because he's נהנה. And if so, there's an afkamina that on Shabbos he's pater even mitzad melechas machshavos to a place where a person does melechas Shabbos and is nene. There you don't have the p'tur of misasik of kol mitzvah satorah. But Shabbos pater afal pi shehu nene asher nene mishum melechas machshavos. So while it's misasik, you don't have a p'tur of your nene. But al Shabbos, since you need melachas machshavos, even if you're nana, it's not considered a melacha. So that's the nafkamina. In Shabbos, you're patur melachas machshavos, even in a azafal, ba'ofen kaze, she'ata nana. So Baruch Hashem, zachinu l'mot kushya v'terut v'divrei ha-tosfot, as mevimot k'erut. V'kashe, this is difficult to understand. The misasik b'chalav v'arayis is chayiv shekein nene. It's shayich only when the issue is an issue hanoi. And not an issue maisa. Like chalav min arayis, which is an issue hanoi. So it's an issue hanoi. So misasik is going to be chayiv shekein nene. Sof he was nene and that's the issue. But when it comes to Melech Shabbos is an Isser Maisa. Let's say a person takes out food while eating it. Hotzi al yidei achila. So Derech Agav, there's also Hana. What does the Hana do for us? The issue is not the Hana, the issue is the Maisa Hotza. And in the Maisa, there's a chisaron of misasek. So I can say, no, on Shabbos, when he's nene, from the Maisa, there's no misasek. There's no misasek, because he's nene, and therefore you have to come on to Melechus Machshavos. Mapitom, you have to come on to Melechus Machshavos. Just because he was nene, doesn't mean that he's out of the category of misasik. He's still out of the category. He's still in the category when he doesn't intend to do this malacha. When he doesn't tend to this ma'aseh, he's still in the category of misaseh. Yes, he's nana, but that's not the isser. If the isser was hana, you wouldn't be a misaseh. But on Shabbos, the isser is an isser ma'aseh, not an isser hana. So he would be considered misaseh despite the hana. So, vayter, you don't have to come on to melechas machshavos. Just say misaseh. זה קשה. אז נראה לומר, על פי מה שכתבו התוספות בבבא קמא, בדף ל"ב, עמוד א', דיבור המתחיל, איהו כעביד מעשה, כבי חיוב עריות דאישה. ומי הוא לעניין חטאת, לעניין מכות חייבת, ברחמנה אחשבי להנאה מעשה. So a woman, Schayev and Arayis. She's Chayev and Sechatos. And Malkus. Why? Because Rachmana Achshavei Lehanoa Maisa. The Torah considers her Hanoa like a Maisa. And therefore, even though she doesn't do a ma'isa, she's chayev esal tahanan, rachman achshav hanah le'ma'isa. So we see from this that Tosfos holds that by arayis and also chalavim, yuchayev mishum nena, it's not pshat, because we don't require a din ma'isa. The emes, we require a din ma'isa, but there is a din ma'isa through the hanah, rachman achshav hanah ma'isa. The Torah considers a hanah ma'isa. According to this, we have to understand not that it says Misasek B'chol Ma'arayas Chayav Shkeinene. Lo Gam B'nene Chayav Mishum Maisa. El Dishlam Adin Maisa Mishum Rachman Achshav Al Anon Maisa. Maisa Yesh Chisoy De Misasek. So we have to understand, it says that if you're not intending to eat Chalav or to commit an act of Arayas, the person is still Chayav because he's Nenem. Even Nene is Chayav Mishum Maisa. Nene is also a Maisa. How do you get to the Din Maisa? Because the Hana is like a Maisa. But even Nene is considered a Maisa. Ube Maisa, Yesh Chisaron Shel Misasek. The Seder, now it has the status of a Maisa. Because Hanoah is actually a Maisa. Terrific. But the person's Misasek. So the person did this Maisa, the Misasek. And therefore the person shouldn't be Chayiv. It's a Chisaron of Misasek. As Sarich Lomar, Shadin, Shitzarich Kavonis Maisa, Urak Bimikre, Shadin Maisa Miskaima Ideasi Yasa. When do you need Kavanas Maisa? When the Din Maisa is fulfilled by your Maisa. Shekavanahi, often shall Asiyata Maase. Ve'alken. Ze Shayach Rak Echada Ve Maase Al Yidei Asiyato. Ve'hatam Yesh Ktur De Mit Asek. Mishum De Chaser HaKavanah Shehu Ha'ofen Shel Asiyato At Maase. Shenken B'chalavim Ve'arayot. Sham. הדין מייסה מתקיים לא על ידי עשייתו, אלא על ידי דרחמנה אחשווה להנאה מעשה. ולזה לא באינן כוונה. ומילא דגם במתעסק, שפיר שייך עד דרחמנה אחשווה להנאה מעשה בחייו. The din that you require kavanas maisa is only in a case where the din maisa is fulfilled through this person's asiya. Kavana is the form of doing this act. And therefore, this is relevant only in a case where it is considered an act through his action. If it's only considered an act through his action, then he needs kavana. Otherwise, it's not considered his action. Because if he's misasek, doesn't intend b'chalal to do this action, We lack the kavana, which is the way of him doing this act. So if the only way this act is considered an act is if he does it through his asiya, and his asiya is unintentional, so it's not considered an act b'chla. It's not considered a ma'isa aveira, a ma'isa mitzvah, not a ma'isa b'chla. Because it's only going to be a ma'isa through his kavana. That's where there's a chisaron of misasek. If he doesn't have kavana, it's not his ma'isa. That's in a case where it's only an action because of his act. Masha'en kein, however, when it comes to chalav min harayis, there's another way of getting to ma'isa, not through his asiyah, but that the Torah considered hanah to be a ma'isa. And there you don't need kavana. So there are two ways of getting to a ma'isa. One is through your asiya, and the other is through your hana, in cases where the hana is cases where the person had hana, that's what makes it into a maisa. So b'misaseg, if a person's misasek and he's nene, he's still going to be chayiv. Why? Because it doesn't need to take the root. There are two roots to get to a maisa. One is through his asiyah, and their misasek is going to impede that. And the other way to get to asiyah is through hana. The other way to get to the maisa is through hana. And he has hana. And their misasek doesn't impede him. So according to that, we understand that if somebody is motzi b'shabbos al yidei achila, he's chayav afilu b'misasek mishum shekein nene shenachon shebe'asiyato yesh chitzorot shel mitasek aval mikom makom kivan shenene v'rachmana achshevei la'ana'a ma'aseh uvazeh ein chisaron shel mitasek. כיוון שאינו מעשה מצד עשייתו, שפיר מתחייב, אפילו דהווה מתעסק, אליו ספרד המלאכת מחשבת. So now we understand. That's what we said before, that if somebody takes out on Shabbos, as it's of Shabbos, הידי אכילה, he's חייב, even though he's מסעסק. He didn't mean to do this act of, he wasn't thinking when he walked outside with the food in his mouth while eating the food. So b'hotzi v'shabbat al-yidei achila, it's going to be chayiv, even b'misasek mishum shekein nene. Why? Because you're right. In his asiya, we said before, understand, the hana is a maisa, but the maisa is a maisa misasek. So what is the hana going to help us? The answer is, you're right that in his asiya there's a chisaron of misasek, but nevertheless, since he's nene, and the Torah considers hana a maisa, there's no chisaron of misasek. In other words, there are two routes to get to ma'isa. One is via his asiya, and their misasek is an impediment. And the other way is through hana. And their hana and misasek is not an impediment. Because it's not a ma'isa mitzad asiya, so it's a ma'isa mitzad hana asa. And therefore it's going to be chayva, even though it's misasek, if not for the svara of melechas machsheves. Sof, it's a ma'isa through his hana. And here, misasek is not an impediment. And how we can understand all those Rishonim who didn't agree with Svaras Rashi, that by hana you don't need kavanas mitzvah, like misasek b'chlam barayas chayv shkeinen, and that's because they hold kishitas hatesis. Shezeh shechayiv shkeinen, ומשום דרחמון האח שווה להנוע מייסי. הם סוברים כמו תוספות, that the archive שכן נהנה is because the הנוע is considered a מייסי. So that's only when it comes to a מייסי עבירה. There all we require is that it should be considered a chetzer v'maisa, and that's enough to make it into an aveira. There it's effective that rachmana achshavei l'ana maisa, and no is considered like a chetzer v'maisa. However, for a mitzvah, we require not only a chetzer v'maisa, you need a kiyum mitzvah. And for that, you need kavana, in order that the maisa should have been maisa for kiyum mitzvah. And here, the svara of Rachman Ashvah no maisa doesn't help us, because that only helps us to make it into a maisa, to transform it into a maisa. But not that the maisa should be a kiyum mitzvah. And therefore, these Rishonim hold that even by mitzvah sachila sheish bo hanah, we require kavana l'shem mitzvah. However, Rashi holds that the Geder Misatzei Kol Ma'as Kamsh Kamsh Kenen is not because Rachmana Achshavei L'Hanah Ma'aseh, but rather because for an Isser Hanah, you don't need a Ma'aseh at all. The Isser is a Chefetz of Hanah, and not the Isser Ma'aseh. And since we don't require a Ma'aseh, Mel is not Chisaron of Misatzei, which is the Chisaron of Hilchos Ma'aseh. And therefore, Rashi holds that even by Kavanas Mitzvah, you don't require Kavanas Mitzvah where you're Nen. Since we don't require a Ma'aseh at all, in Meila, we don't need Kavana to give it a Shem Ma'aseh Mitzvah, and we say that as long as the Mitzvah is the Hanah, or the Avera is the Hanah. So all you need is the Hanah, you don't need to come onto Ma'aseh. Since you don't need to come onto Ma'aseh, so Masasek doesn't bother us. Because it's an isser without just the hana itself makes it an isser, and the hana itself makes it a mitzvah. Kam kavanas mitzvah lo bein in hecha shenayim. Because the mitzvah is the chetz of hana. Therefore, misasek. Sasek is only a problem when you're in the world of Mises, according to the other Rishonim. Hana puts it into the world of Mises, but it doesn't make it a Mises mitzvah, it just makes it a chetz of a Mises. But for a mitzvah, not only do you need a Mises, you need a Mises kiyum mitzvah. So for that, to make it a kiyum mitzvah, you need kavana. Rachman Achshu Elana Mises doesn't help us. Because Machmana Achshavei L'Hanah Ma'aseh only makes it into a Ma'aseh, not into a Ma'aseh Mitzvah. Kavanah is for the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. Shein Kein Rashi holds that Nana, you don't need Kavanah's Mitzvah because you don't need a Ma'aseh L'Chla. Isser Hanah doesn't require a Ma'aseh because the Isser is the Chetz of Hanah, not the Isser Ma'aseh. Since we don't require a Ma'aseh, the Mela is no Chisaron of Misasik, which is a Chisaron in Hilchos Ma'aseh. So when we're talking about a mitzvah also, you don't need kavanas mitzvah. If you're not in the world of, you don't need to make it into a ma'aseh mitzvah through your kavan. You're not in the world of ma'aseh. If you're in the world of ma'aseh like the other Rishonim hold, you need kavanah l'shem mitzvah to make it a ma'aseh mitzvah. But Rashi holds you're not in the world of ma'aseh b'chla. And mainly, you don't need kavanah to make it into a ma'aseh mitzvah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah of hana. Rechilas Ma'aseh. So, Hanah is enough. No Kavanah is necessary. And even the Sasek is fine. However, when it comes to Melech HaShabbos, if a person's Motzah de Achila, Hanah wouldn't be Mechayef him. Because the Yisr is an Yisr Maisr and not an Yisr Hanah. So Rashi agrees, if you're in the world of Maisr, on Shabbos, where it's an Isser Maisa, so the Hanah wouldn't be enough to be mechayiv him. So Rashi says that Naz mechayiv you when no mice is necessary. So you become not in the world of mice. But in Melech Shabbos, you are in the world of mice. There, the hanal is not going to be enough to be mechayev the person. So again, the other Rishonim hold that by hana, the reason that you're chayev is because Rachman actually the hana ma'isa, and if so, that's shaykh only the ma'isa avera, because there you just needed to be a chetz of ma'isa, and Rachman actually the hana ma'isa, but a mitzvah. You only require a chetz of maisa, you need a maisa kiyum mitzvah. And for that, you need kavana. Yeah, they hear the svara, it's rachman ach shvei lana maisa, it doesn't help you. That just makes it a maisa, but not a maisa mitzvah. So, in bachilas mitzvah yishvahana, we require kavana l'shem mitzvah. Our Ravashi holds, together with Misasik, bachalam b'rais chayv shkenen, it's not because rachman ach shvei lana maisa. Because when the yisr is hana, you don't require a maisa, and the middle of the mitzvah is a hana. You don't require a maisa, so misasik doesn't bother us. And we do not need any kavana. You don't need kavana to make the mitzvah maisa mitzvah because you don't need a maisa. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah hana, you don't need kavana. The Rishonim hold, you do need kavana because the hana just makes it into a maisa. Where's the kavana? Rashi says, no maisa is necessary. So the mela doesn't matter that it's misase. Just the hana itself is the mitzvah. V'advar miflayim b'yosel. It's a shame. We'll hopefully talk about this more in the future. Thank you so much for listening.